Polaron is Canada's largest residential solar company. Since 2013, they have completed over 8,000 installs nationwide. As a Polaron customer myself, I was impressed with their assessment report, their process that looked into things such as the condition of my roof and the existing electrical systems and determining the optimal layout of the panels. It was all quite cool. It was an interesting process. So join me in welcoming Kevin Kang. Kevin is the Director of Sales and Marketing at Polaron. He's going to talk about advancements being made in the solar industry. Coming up next. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Maria. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. So you're with Polaron. I'm a customer of Polaron. Got solar panels, which is really great. Yeah. So introduce yourself and how what your role is, you know, at Polaron, that sort of thing.
Sure. I've been with Polaron for about 6 years. I'm the director of sales and marketing. I touch on, of course, the sales piece, the market piece, but most importantly, I work with the operations team to communicate proper messaging to our clients. And I guess I try to help anywhere I can.
That's awesome. Well, you guys are very busy because you're across Canada. You're in certain provinces, yep. Definitely Nova Scotia.
Correct. Yep. We're in Nova Scotia, PEI, Ontario, BC, and Alberta. We're always looking to expand. We want our product and our offering to be given to everyone, you know, so everyone has that chance to get solar.
So let's talk about your growth and, you know, and what factors contributed to that?
Great. Well, I guess in the industry, you know, solar has been a pretty big buzzword and everybody kind of wants to go solar. It takes a while, though, at the very beginning. Admittedly, I think, to be honest, COVID kind of helped the situation. Just everyone's at home. Everyone's thinking, how can I be more sustainable at home? And it kind of moved the whole industry, not just Polaron, but moved us forward. The other item that really helped Polaron grow is our unique product offering. So I don't know for your particular project, but we do offer something called Sunline, which is a low interest program through Polaron, and essentially your savings outpace your cost to us, and it's a fixed cost over that course of the term, right? And you'll be saving money from day one, which is something that people didn't think was possible with solar, and that really propelled us forward. Yeah.
Awesome. What type of research and development projects are you currently working on?
Thank you for asking. Polaron is a pretty large company after all these years. So we decided to put our R&D in Canada. And we fortunately are coming out with some pretty incredible products. We have an EV charger that's actually out. It's being sold through Home Depot as well. So you can check that out. And we are working towards home battery systems. Any batteries that can connect to your home with solar. And that's definitely something people are looking out for. And we are in development for that.
Awesome. And you also have an online store that you're working on as well?
Correct. So hopefully for 2024, we'll have an online store presence where some of our customers can collect points, for instance, based off their solar system. And then they can take a look and peruse some of the stuff that we have there. Majority of the stuff is, of course, from our company, what we are indeed. We even have like mini portable power banks, I would say. That's good for some home use, like connecting your computer or Wi-Fi during a power outage.
Oh, that's awesome. I want to take advantage of that. So you've been with Polaron for 6 years. You've been in the industries. You've seen a lot come and go. What does the future of solar look like, I guess, in your opinion?
It's looking bright. It's looking very good.
No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly. I guess once people start seeing solar on their neighbors' houses, that's when, you know, the momentum starts, right? That's where people start asking the good questions and it's pushing us forward, definitely. We obviously still need the support of, you know, the government as well as the people. But overall, I think it's looking very good. I project, you know, in the next 5 years, it'll almost be the norm. The reason being is the cost of energy just keeps going up. I don't think anyone's going to argue that. It just keeps going up, and there's going to be a point where it just makes sense to go solar. I mean, just for people who are watching this, it's sooner the better. And the reason is the infrastructure, wherever we are in Canada, can get constrained, and they might actually say no to you putting solar on your roof, which is not good. Unfortunately, we do see that in some areas. So just something to keep in mind. It is going forward, and as it goes forward, we want to make sure that people are active before, you know, there's some too many constraints. Yeah.
Interesting. Because, you know, you mentioned that there's panels, you know, the actual square, rectangular, flat surfaces. Do you see, you know, in the industry, new technology that's coming out, like maybe an actual shingle or roof shingle that is actually looks like it's a shingle, but it's solar? Do you see anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. A lot of people have seen this. This is a Tesla product where the shingle, solar shingles. In theory, it's beautiful. It looks amazing, and it works well. To be honest with you, it's unfortunately for the wealthy. I think is the easiest way for me to explain. It's quite costly, and you're putting it across your whole roof. So you're putting on parts of your roof that are inefficient. So for yourself, Maria, when we did the proposal for you, we wanted to put the panels at the most efficient side of the roof,
right,
so that you know your payback is faster. But of course, with solar shingles, you're placing it everywhere, and
yeah, on a shady part of the house where it's not getting the optimal sun. That's right.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we haven't looked. We have seen it. We have looked into it. It's great. Hopefully there's more progress when it comes towards it, but we're quite happy and satisfied with, you know, the products that we're offering right now.
Yeah, definitely. No, that's, I was just curious to see what the, you know, what the future looks like in terms of, because right now you can tell which, you know, which houses have solar panels on them. And I was wondering, you know, if the look is going to change, you know, in 10, 15 years down the road. I love your app. And I've got it. I check it all the time. It's kind of a fun game experience for me where I can see in real time how much energy, you know, I am, you know, I'm getting, you know, and then also the cost savings, which is really kind of cool because it's aligned with my utility partner. And I can see, so I can look at each month, you know, for the past year, you know, which months had more sun than others. So can you describe a little bit about the app and how that all works for the people like me?
Sure. I mean, the app is there for you to monitor your system, as you said. I think it's more of a fun game, just something in the background to be aware of. It's also a good way to monitor if your system is working the way it should.
Yeah.
And to provide you with reminders, you know, to make sure your system's connected to the internet. Because if it's not connected to the internet, that information will get transferred, right? But it is interesting to see, and the different changes throughout the years. It's kind of shocking. For instance, I think in this past July, Nova Scotian PEI, the weather was quite rainy, and you can see that different dip from that year compared to the previous year. And then some months you're like, oh, wow, sunshine is so hot outside. Sunshine's out all day. And then, boom.
It's interesting because, you know, you would think, you know, the longest day of the year, July or even June, you know, the graph would be really high in terms of energy. But, you know, last year, May was the strongest month outside of June, July, and August, which you think would be really sunny. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, it's actually, the weather plays a huge factor, but the reason why a lot of us are doing solar is for climate change, and it's kind of strange that because things are getting a lot warmer, solar has become even better.
Yeah.
or I mean, you'll see like more improvements, I guess, even though that's a sign. So that we need to do more.
Exactly. So what does the rest of this year look like for Polaron? You have, we have spring that's coming up and summer and fall. There's probably a real seasonality, with Polaron, with people interested. We're talking right now, it's the dead of winter. Are people's, are people researching now? Like, what are the habits and the patterns that you're seeing?
I would say people are mainly looking during actually the winter time, because our hope is that they can have everything set up by springtime. But to be honest, it doesn't really work out that way. But I mean, obviously, that's just the mindset of the market. So we get a huge bump in terms of interest during now, January, February, and then once March hits, it's at its peak. As the summer goes along, it comes down quite a bit, because I also think people are just outside enjoying the sun, running around. They don't want to talk to us at that time. They want to enjoy the weather. And then it kind of bumps up back again in fall, and that's the right time to kind of have that mentality or that idea of something for spring and summer for the following year.
Because I imagine that gives your team some time to plan, and because there's a lot of thought that goes into a new customer that comes online. You want to see the sun, the optimal placement in the sky and where to put the panels, right?
Yep. So we have our own software that we use that takes into account weather data, historical weather data, and then we place it on the roof as we see fit based off the efficiency. So we make sure that we're providing as efficient of a system first and foremost, and then we can make adjustments based off of the customer's requests or, requirements, right? And then, that's how we do it. It's more methodical. It's a little bit more technical. We don't want to do any too much guessing, right? As accurate as possible. I mean, even for your system, I took a look, actually. We actually are overproducing from what we estimated, which is great to see. Yeah.
That's great. Hey, that's great to hear. That's really great. Because you need to have a new roof. How old does a roof need to be? Like, does it have to be brand spanking new, new shingles, or can it be 2-3 years old for solar?
Our team does take a look at the roof to make sure everything's okay. Mm-hmm. Even if your roof is, let's say, 2-3 years old, there might be some damage from something you don't actually see. So we make sure that we're taking a look as best as we can.
Yeah.
Of course, there's some little things we might not be able to see, but of course, we're being as thorough as possible. New roofs are always great. Just easier overall, right? The older the roof, a little bit more difficult. But it's funny you should say that. We're actually going to introduce a product into the marketplace very soon, where it helps revitalize the life of the shingles, which is interesting.
Really?
Yeah, it's great. So a lot of people are worried about removing your solar panels and reinstalling the solar panels.
Because of leakage and that kind of thing?
Yeah, just the general age of the shingles, right? There's just not as much granular, or I think that's what it's called, that's on the shingles. So we're going to introduce to some of our customers, or just the market in general, of something that you can spray near the solar panels. Doesn't require the panels to come up. It'll, just to be clear, it's not a replacement of the solar panels. Replacement of the roof. It's just to extend the life of your current, your roof. Yeah.
So is it kind of like a seal that you can spray on or apply?
I wouldn't call it a spray. Like a seal. It is a spray. It's just a spray.
Yeah.
It's to reintroduce oil components back into the shingles so that the lifespan of those shingles come back.
Jeez, that's great. I'd love that for me. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Happy to be a guinea pig. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Kevin. Is there anything else that you want to touch upon today?
Not too much. I just want to say thank you to all of our customers, all of our clients who are with us or are going through the process. You're really helping us bring our vision to life, which is make us solar affordable for everyone. Without their help, I mean, we wouldn't be where we are right now, and we are really pushing, and we're really trying to help change the mindset of the world, at least in Canada. I think it's the most important.
That's great. Thanks so much for your time today, Kevin. And, all the best to Polaron. And you have a great year ahead.
Yep. Thank you. And we'll talk again.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for following along today. Remember, if you have any questions or would even like to watch previous episodes of the Reimagined Energy podcast, visit reimaginedenergy.com and everything is all there for you to have a look at and listen through. This podcast is sponsored by Smart Energy, a clean energy event that takes place in Halifax each spring. Registration is ongoing now. In the meantime, I'm your host, Maria McGowan. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.